Thank you, Mr. Rands, I think. Anyway, hi, folks. I don't know if you've watched things, but of course, prices are going up. Where I work, I spend money for a living, and on some of our products, we've had up to an 18% increase of certain products. But I have something else in mind. Life is cheap. Have you ever thought about how life is cheap? $30 to $60 will buy you vicarious death and mayhem as far as the video game goes. You can blow up worlds and people. 50 cents to a dollar at an arcade will either get you killed or you will be able to kill and maim your opponents on a video game. What does the life of one teenager mean to us? Someone we don't know, never heard of. And what about the dozens of other teens or children that are abducted or even adults? I have a story here that I took from the Seattle Times some time ago, written by Terry McDermott. It's revealing and it's poignant, and I'd like to share it with you today. He starts out, "I don't read a lot of crime news. Seattle has long since passed the point where every murder matters enough to merit front page attention. Crimes involving prominent people or interesting places go on the front page. Other murders, cab drivers, gang members, spouses of drunks, barely make the paper. It's rather a telling tale of our society. It's a telling tale on us, since we have to live in this society, in this modern age of 2005. Wherever we go, we are confronted with death, with violence, child luring, there's been a spate of that in the area here recently, and murder. It all started on a human scale with Cain, and it hasn't ceased for almost 6,000 years. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ addressed these times in one sentence. In one sentence. If you would, please turn over to Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verse 37. Matthew 24, 37. "But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." It's getting to that time. Now, what were the days of Noah? He brought it up. Look in verse 38. "For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark." Now, that sounds like a grand time. Who of us doesn't like to eat? Who of us wouldn't want to marry if we're single or those of us that are married? But was that all? Was that all that was going on in the days of Noah? Well, I'd like to give you a little insight here. This is from the Amplified Bible. In Genesis 6, verse 5, Genesis 6, 5, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and intention of all human thinking was only evil continually." Let's drop down to verse 13 or 11, 11 through 13. "The earth was depraved and putrid in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence, desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power. And God looked upon the world and saw how degenerate, debased, and vicious it was, for all humanity had corrupted their way upon the earth and lost their true direction. God said to Noah, I intend to make an end of all flesh, for through men the land was filled with violence, and behold, I will destroy them and the land. Pretty strong language. Let's continue on in this article. We had one of those this week, that is, a murder. A 15-year-old boy was stabbed to death Sunday night in a restaurant in the International District. Sometimes being 15 is enough to promote a murder to page one. This time, though, the boy hadn't much to recommend him as a news story. He died at an inconvenient time at night in the middle of a holiday weekend. His death, although violent, was unspectacular. He himself was nondescript. He wasn't a great athlete or an Eagle Scout or a member of a prominent family. Most of all, though, he was the wrong person dying in the wrong place. If instead of lying on the cheap tile floor of a Vietnamese cafe, he had died at noon on a marble parquet in a fancy uptown restaurant, you would know more about him now than he knew about himself. If lives mean little, who cares about a death? This was brown kids killing brown kids. Who cares? One news report didn't even get his ethnicity right. Who cares? Another misspelled his name. Who cares? It's a question that you and I need to answer. Who cares? The author continues, Kevin Jung Lee's mother, Mai, stood at his casket last night. Her sobs filled the lonely chapel. Kevin looked impossibly young. His face, even with the beginning wisps of a goatee, was round and smooth as a baby's. And to summarize the next several paragraphs, his father blamed himself for killing his son because when they moved from Korea, he had to work below his station. He had to take menial work. And then when he tried to advance and get further training, they put him on the road traveling many days and many hours. And he felt that his travels helped kill his son. Jong Han Lee did not kill his son. Kevin Lee died because something has slipped, gone terribly astray. Jong fought to keep his family together, moving to a strange country that wanted no part of him, forcing himself to do work beneath his education, to re-educate himself for a new job, to be sent away from home as the new job required. What would you say to Jong and Mai Lee? Would our focus be on the sorrow or on the hope? Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 15. Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 15, 21 and 22. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Now let's compare that to Isaiah 26:19. Your dead shall live. Together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you will dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Whereas the dead will arise from the earth. Let's go now to Titus 2, verses 11 through 14. Titus 2:11-14. Paul writes to Titus, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works." Zhang, Mai, and Kevin did not have this hope. They did not know of this hope, as many millions, 6 billion out there do not. They did not know, they do not know the promises of God. Who cares? Do we care? 2 weeks ago, Carl Anderson brought to your attention the new brochure program. It is a key to giving, to offering hope. These, right here, can bring hope to people out there. Now, maybe you don't feel like going out and knocking on a store door and say, "Hey, can I put a stand there?" You can grab a few of these, stick them in your coat pocket or your purse, and when you go to the doctor, "Oh, I forgot that." Or you go to the dentist, "Oh, I forgot that." Or maybe you go to the barber shop or the beauty shop. But you can also take a display. They're small. If you go to a small local restaurant, ask and say, "Hey, could I put one of these up here for 90 days? We're introducing a new magazine for 90 days. 90 days from now, I'll come back and pick it up." And you write yourself a note. And then you go back a time or two and make sure that it's stocked. Smaller shops and all are a lot more friendly to these than the Albertsons and the Safeways and so forth like that, because they're governed by corporate things. These brochures and other things that we will be doing will offer hope to the lees of this world. Hope, as we know, is expressed in Revelation 21 about the New Jerusalem. We just sang about it. There will be no death. There will be no sorrow. There will be no pain. Earth and mankind will be cleansed of violence. Now, the author concludes his article. I haven't read the whole thing yet. The author concludes his article this way. "Sunday night was crowded with a couple of different groups of boys and young men, each carrying his own pack of adolescent angers and frustrations. Tempers flare. Who knows why? It's what young men's tempers do. Knives come out. One ends up in Kevin Lee. Christmas lights twinkle on the ceiling and his blood drains on the floor. He's gone. His family is left behind, scared, bewildered, soaked in sadness, and blaming themselves. We don't even notice. Who cares? We don't even care," as he says. Who cares? Do we care? Do you and I care about Kevin Lee? God cares. In Isaiah 26:19, we read that the dead will live and their bodies will rise. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 1 that you and I, had the death sentence, and God has delivered us from such a terrible death. And he will deliver us, and our hope is in him to deliver us again. What about those folks out there? They have that same hope, only if we get the message out. So do we care enough to plant a few seeds? Do we care enough to offer hope? Do we care enough to extend ourselves and the grace that you and I have been given? The only hope that Zhang and Mai have is in the truth of God. Do we care enough? to share it.